You're listening to Trade Entrepreneur, the show for business owners by business owners. I'm your host, David Sudworth, and welcome to this week's show. Thanks once again for tuning in to Trade Entrepreneur. We're slowly getting to the halfway point in the year, which means that we've been going for nigh on 6 months now, which it's gone so fast, and it's been really enjoyable listening to everyone's feedback. I get a lot of comments after each show and a lot of messages and texts, emails, etc. And I'm always grateful for those messages and for that feedback, because it helps make the show what it is. And it's just great to know that there's so many people out there listening to the show and taking bits from it that they use in their own businesses. And they also feed in to topics which I discuss. And one of those topics is actually criticism, which we're going to talk about in today's episode, because there's a lot of business owners out there who are one person bands and they're struggling to run a business and to keep motivated and all that. And they feel that on top of this, they get criticized. Now, criticism can come from all sorts of angles, and it can come from your staff, it can come from family members, it can come from friends, it can come from customers, it can come from complete strangers who are none of those things, but they decide that they have an opinion on your business. Maybe they are in the same sector as yourself, maybe they are what they class as a competitor, maybe they're your next door neighbour, or you know, whoever. You can get criticism from all angles, and today I'm going to go through my five top tips for dealing with criticism, because I think it's important that we recognize the fact that as a business owner you will encounter criticism, but there are certain ways to deal with it, and depending on your outlook it can be a positive thing or it can be a very destructive thing. So we're going to go through those facets today. So the first tip when dealing with criticism is to remember that it's actually part and parcel of leadership. If you see anyone in a leadership role, anyone from a prime minister to a president to a company director, they will get criticism. And as I said at the beginning, these criticisms can come from many different people. But it's important to understand that if you're in a leadership role, and that can be even as small as being a one-person band with absolutely no intention of expanding, when you put yourself out there to either offer a service or a product, or you're putting yourself out there as a personality, for instance, whatever it happens to be, you will attract criticism, and there's no getting away from it. I think, talking about prime ministers, I think one of the ex-prime ministers, Edward Heath, said something along the lines of MPs complaining about the press is a bit like a captain of a ship complaining about the waves. And the analogy is quite simple, that if you are in that terrain, in that case the sea, you're going to expect waves. If you're in a leadership role or you're putting yourself out there, then you will have criticism, and it's important to be able to learn to deal with it. So the first thing first is to remember that actually this is nothing new. This is actually part and parcel of what it takes to be an entrepreneur, a business leader, to be a personality on the TV, whatever. It's just a case of you're going to get criticism, and it's something that you have to deal with. My next tip is that you have to understand that because you are a leader and you get criticism, that's fine, you can deal with that, but you have to distinguish between worthy and unworthy criticism. Now, a lot of people do take it upon themselves to think, well, I don't agree with that person, so therefore that's unworthy criticism. That's actually the wrong way to go about it. That's not what I mean. It's not about just taking the good bits and discarding the bits that you don't like to hear. Sometimes the bits that you don't like to hear are actually the most important. But it's about understanding whether that criticism is coming from a position of knowledge and a position of goodwill. So let me give an example. If someone is trying to criticize you for running a business with two, three, four, five employees, and the criticism is coming from someone who'd probably got 10 employees, then that's probably worthy criticism, because they are in your, they have been in your shoes. They may not be in your sector, but nevertheless, they could, if you're talking about staff retention or recruitment, then that is probably worthy criticism. Where it's unworthy, where you've got someone with two, three, four, five employees, and it's getting criticism from someone who has no employees, they're just a one-person band. Or, and this is one which I actually picked up when I was reading something the other day, someone on Twitter was asking about how do you take the plunge and how do you start employing people? And there was a few people saying, oh, I tried it, it didn't work. It was a pain in the backside, best off avoided. Now, obviously they've been in a situation where they've employed people, but I still consider that potentially unworthy criticism. And here's the reason. Most people employ people and it goes badly wrong, and therefore they think that it was the fault of the employee. They never actually tend to look at themselves. And I think a bit of self-analysis is important, because I think to be a boss, to be a leader, to employ people, you've got to be someone who is fairly flexible. You've got to have the right temperament to be a boss and be a leader. And you've got to recruit in the right way. Most people tend to recruit on skills, and they completely ignore the suitability, the temperament, the attitude and the values of the person that they're recruiting. That's actually the completely wrong way around. I always say to people, and we'll discuss this in another podcast further down the line, if you recruit on skills, you are destined to fail, because you can be the best plumber, plasterer, painter, whatever in the world, but if your attitude stinks, then quite frankly, none of that matters, because you'll be a nightmare to work with and to be an employee. So even, like I say, going back to what I was saying, even if someone is saying, I tried it and it didn't work, it doesn't mean to say that it won't work for you. It could be very unworthy criticism, because you actually don't know the detail of that relationship. If they've, and chances are they would have gone on to employ other people and it would work fine because they'd learn from their mistakes. But people who just say, I tried it once, it didn't work, not for, it was complete, you know, it was a disaster. There's probably, it's not that employing people is always like that. I mean, let's face it, a lot of companies do employ people. So if that was the case, everyone would be saying it. They're probably just not looking at their own failings, for want of a better word. So you've got to understand the difference between worthy and unworthy. And also, whether it's coming from a position of goodwill. And that's important, because if someone has got your back and if someone is really on your side, then you will know that person very well, and you'll think, well, actually, they wouldn't normally say this. If there's someone who are constantly negative, then quite frankly, it's probably not coming from a position of goodwill. Whereas if someone is usually quite balanced and they always listen to both sides of the argument, and then they are criticizing, then that would probably be worthy criticism, because they are someone who wouldn't normally, it wouldn't be their default position. So you've got to do a little bit of digging with this one, but you've certainly got to understand the difference between worthy and unworthy criticism. Number three, you need to understand the difference between critique and criticism. They're not the same thing. If you're critiquing something, similar to the point I've made just now, if you're critiquing something, then that person will be usually weighing up the pros and cons of something. They'll usually be saying, yes, on the one hand, this is a good thing, but have you thought about this, that, and the other? And some people will take that, may take that as criticism, because they're thinking, well, they're just being negative. And no, it's not that. They are actually giving you a much more rounded picture. They're actually doing you a service rather than a disservice. So that is critique, and whereas criticism is usually, it doesn't come from a position of goodwill sometimes, or sometimes it doesn't come from a position of knowledge. So you've got to really understand the difference between critique and criticism. Tip number four, you need to understand the reaction of the person and also the motive of the person. So if you present someone with an idea or you announce something and suddenly you get people piling in and saying, this is a dreadful idea, and you start, you know, mocking you and whatever, then that doesn't necessarily mean that that criticism is justified. It just means that they don't like it for whatever reason. Maybe they see it as a threat to them. Maybe they see it as you're just someone that you can take the mickey out of on that particular day and moment in time. And you also have to understand the motive. Again, if you're getting criticism from people who maybe in the same sector as you, who they are a bit jealous of you because they see you as competition, then I'm not saying that their views might not be accurate, but you've got to understand where it's coming from. Not all criticism is the same, because like I say, if they have malign motives, they'd want you to fail, so therefore they might be giving you criticism for all the wrong reasons. In fact, actually, what a lot of people do is if they want someone to fail, they usually start criticizing. Actually, the best way to do that, to be honest, I'd have thought you'd just say nothing and just let them get on with it and see them fail. But people are strange like that. So, and also understand the reaction, because if you say to someone straight away, I'm thinking of doing this, and then they just come down on you like a ton of bricks, then that to me is a red flag. That's saying, oh, hang on a second, this really does trigger that person. So what's the reasoning behind that? And there could be a whole number of reasons. It could be jealousy. It could be a lack of belief in themselves, and they're kind of getting a bit jealous because other people are able to do it, whereas they're not. And also, like I say, the reaction sometimes, it can be very much a knee-jerk reaction. I'm not a massive fan of knee-jerk reactions. I will usually consider things and then probably chew on it for quite a while and then come to a conclusion and a criticism or a critique. But you really have got to understand that when this information is being given to you in the form of criticism or critique, you've got to understand where it's coming from. You have to understand that reaction to the information and also understand the motive. I'm not saying everyone's motive is bad, but everyone has a motivation. Like my motivation for doing this podcast is to try and help people, because I know that there are many, many business owners out there who are struggling day in, day out with thorny questions, which they don't like to ask other people about. They might be feeling a bit embarrassed. They probably don't know how to phrase the question that they really want to ask. So my motivation is to put this information out there and to inspire people to and help people. That's my sole motivation for doing this. But you know, other people might be, if this podcast was all about don't do this, don't do that, and there was no counterbalance to that, then you couldn't say, well, what's the motive for doing that? You know, and justifiably, you'd be questioning that. But certainly, motives is a very important thing. And the final tip is to embrace all forms of criticism, but don't take it personally. It's very, very easy as a business owner to start taking things personally. I know a few times I've gone into things, a place like restaurants or shops, and we've been chatting about stuff, and about business, and I was saying, oh, have you thought about doing this? And you can almost see the heckles raising on some people. And it's usually because they invested a lot of time and emotion and finance into their particular endeavor. And they don't like the idea of someone coming along and pulling it to pieces. Not so much, well, they see it as pulling it to pieces. I see it as being just trying to be helpful, seeing it from a customer's perspective. But it's really easy to take things personally. And, you know, I'm not immune from that myself. I mean, every time that we have a customer who may be with us for years and doesn't want to come back to us anymore, I do take it personally, and there's no getting away from it. It's if you're a business owner and it's your baby, and you're seeing it grow, you do take things personally. You take the wins personally, and you take the negatives even more personally. But it's really important to not take criticism personally, because every little bit of criticism gives you a bit of information either about the person, about the business, or about the route that you're traveling down. It's not necessarily a bad thing, criticism. It's about how you react to the criticism and how you understand the motives behind it, understand the person behind it, what knowledge they have, how well informed are they to make that particular criticism or critique. And I'm actually going to give you a bonus tip. So tip number six, and this I think is crucial to all the things that I've just mentioned. If you're going to take criticism from people, my advice is speak to them either face to face or on the telephone. Don't do it over social media, because social media is great for many things, but the problem with social media, and I see this more and more over the years, people's views become entrenched. And it's very rare for people to say, oh, I've actually changed my mind on that in social media. It just becomes almost like a war where people are sticking to their beliefs and what they've just said, and they won't back down from it. Now, I'm quite happy to back down from things if I think that, you know, maybe I was wrong or maybe I overstepped the mark. And consequently, over the years, I've become much more choosy about who I interact with, because I think some people just like a fight, and it's pointless. But certainly if you're wanting criticism or critique of your business, then the best way to do it is via face-to-face or on the phone with someone, because you understand the nuance. Online, when people are typing to a keyboard, you don't see the nuance. You don't understand whether they're doing it tongue-in-cheek. You don't understand whether they are necessarily doing it for malign motives or not. So it's really important to take all these things offline. Like I say, social media is great for many, many things, but sometimes the best way to get to the nub of an issue or to understand the problem is simply to pick up the phone. And if you do that, you have a much better chance of understanding where that person is coming from, and you also have a better understanding of how you can take your business forward using the information that they've given you. So there's my 5/6 tips for dealing with criticism. I think, like I said at the beginning, it's important to understand that this will always be the case in business. You will always get criticism, but it's about how you deal with it and how you move forward with it that's really important. Embrace criticism, because at the end of the day, it can give you a lot of information, not just about yourself and your business, but about the person who's given that information. And you could strike up a very close relationship with that person, or you could actually understand a bit more about them and thinking, oh, that's interesting. And that tells me a bit about that person. I never really thought about that before. So yeah, enjoy it, but don't take it personally, because if you take it personally, it'll be a destructive thing rather than being a positive thing. And any feedback is positive. And if you think about things that you probably were told a few years ago and you really hated it at the time, when you look back at it now, you probably think that, yeah, that probably was fair comment, and I could have learned a lot quicker if I'd took that information at the time and ran with it rather than being defensive about it. So like I say, I hope you enjoyed that. As always, please carry on with your emails and your texts and your messages through our social media channels. It's always great to get feedback. Please don't hesitate to get in touch if you want to talk about a particular topic, or you want to suggest a topic for the show, or indeed if you want to come on the show. It's always great to have people on the show to to tell us about their experiences and give the advice. I find actually that getting tradespeople to talk on microphones is always very difficult because of the fact that we like to just get on with our own thing normally. So it's always sometimes a bit of a challenge. But yeah, if you want to come on and chat, it'd be great to hear from you. My email address, as always, is david@trade-entrepreneur.co.uk. If you're listening on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Amazon Music, give us a like and subscribe, and it'll tell you when the next show is available. Once again, thanks for tuning in. Have a great week, and we'll see you all again very soon.